A lab show is a 15 to 20 minute student directed show. It is usually a senior theater student's capstone project, and we have three of them this year. Three directors: James Vincent III, Craig Grabarczyk, and Hannah Irving.
This is an opportunity for the students to direct, which I know that many want to do that, but maybe until they get their hands on it, they don't maybe get to see how much work it can really be.
Well, we start out small in directing theory class, which is a staple for the theater majors, and they'll direct a 10-minute play, and then as their capstone, they would do this lab show the next year or so.
Kristen, you are a cast member, as Courtney, you are as well, in a particular production. Which one is the one that you guys are in?
We're part of The Snow Queen and the Goblin, which is a fairy tale by Hans Christian Andersen.
Okay. And you are?
I am the Snow Queen.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you are?
I'm Crystal, her trusty guard.
I see. Well, good. We didn't have the goblin in here this morning. That's good. What's fun about doing this particular production for you?
Oh, a fairy tale is just so much fun, and I'm playing a queen, bossing everyone around. Oh my gosh, it's great.
And it's probably also fun seeing the perspective of you're working with some of your peers as the students in terms of the actual director and everything like that. How does that make it different from maybe doing some of the other productions?
Well, it's a great rapport with your director. You can just talk with her. Well, for us, we're directed mm-hmm. by Hannah Irving. Share our thoughts and feelings about how it's going and ask questions.
This particular, you have three shows then that are in one evening, or how does it work? What is the schedule?
We have three shows starting April 4th through the 7th, and each evening is the mix of the three 15-minute long
sure.
shows. So you get all three of them each night, the same three.
And where are they being presented?
At the Black Box Theater on campus.
Which is in the McClintock building, correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah.
It's not at the theater, this particular thing, but this mm-hmm. that's why you have the Black Box Theater, to do these kind of smaller, more, maybe even more experimental or a little bit different shows. What are some of the other particular productions that are coming up?
We have Naomi in the Living Room and Nina in the Morning, both by Christopher Durang.
And those are these all basically a drama approach? What are they?
Yeah, they're more modern theater, just looking at some, they're smaller plays, looking mm-hmm. at relationships between families and just very eccentric individuals for these particular plays.
When it comes to the lab shows, does the person that is directing them, do they select what is going to be done?
Yes.
So they have kind of an idea of what they can do. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if your director or anyone that you know that has gone through this, you know, is there a preference? Do they like to direct drama, or is comedy harder, or, you know, fantasy? What would you think?
It's all dependent on the director. They apply a year ahead of time with their show that they propose to do. They're given a small budget from the theater for costumes or props or what they need. But for instance, Hannah wanted to do a fairy tale, wanted to pursue youth theater. So to do a fairy tale was up her alley, whereas the other two have their eccentric parts and everything. And it's funny because they kind of reflect the director. That's great.
Courtney Brown and Kristen Bustrack with us in the studio. They are with Northern Michigan University at the theater program there. And lab shows coming up. And Courtney, what is the run of the lab shows? Where? Actually, we want to make sure everybody knows that they're also free. When and where?
They are free, no ticket necessary. We open April 4th, and we go through the 7th, and they start at 7:30 p.m.
Now, Kristen, in your involvement with this, I mean, is this relatively new for you, or is this just part of another aspect of your involvement with theater here at the university?
Well, a great thing about Northern's theater department is that any student can be part of it. I'm actually an elementary education major, but I just love theater. And my friend Hannah was directing this show, so I was like, yeah, I want to be in a fairy tale.
So this is kind of like your first kind of go at it in a way.
Well, I've done some high school things okay. as well, but this is my first lab show, yes.
So that's kind of cool. It might be opening up a window for you that you might want to pursue a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
And how about for you, Courtney, in terms of your involvement with this? What are some of the fun aspects of it?
It's great to work with your peers and to be able to, like Kristen said earlier, just be able to voice your ideas and stuff to the director. And it's really cool to watch the process unfold for the director. They start out timid. I don't want to tell you you're doing anything wrong. You know, you might consider getting your lines memorized to, okay, it's crunch time. Get your lines down and you're doing this. It's great to watch that growth happen.
Do you want to get a chance to direct yourself?
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of youth theater with Nikki Nason, mm-hmm. and I'll be directing this summer at the Boathouse.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great few shows. Again, the three shows are what?
Naomi in the Living Room, Nina in the Morning, and The Snow Queen and the Goblin.
And they're about 15 minutes or so, and mm-hmm. student-directed, student-produced, student-executed, and all at the Black Box Theater. It's a great opportunity to, like I said a moment ago, see the future of theater, and we appreciate your time coming in this morning to talk about it.
You're welcome.